This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris O'Brien joins us. He was the co-host of the show for a period of 8 years, from 2010 to 2018. And we got him his gold watch, and now he's back to play catch-up. And there's a lot of interesting things going on that we're focusing on with me and Randall. Let's go ahead.
Hey, Chris, we got another question here, too. I want to make sure we get these in from our people on the forum here. We're going back to Farla Gulstein now and returning to the Skinwalker Ranch subject. Do you happen to know Brandon Fugal, president owner of Skinwalker?
Well, I don't know him. I haven't met him. We both corresponded a bit, and I think at some point that we're going to meet. I just get a good feeling from the guy. I really think he's a seeker. I think he's very interested in finding out scientifically what's going on there at that ranch. You know, I think he has the resources to do it correctly, get the right people. I've offered, you know, if he needs any sort of outsider opinion or some sort of
network with you guys or something, that would be
well,
cool.
Well, you know, if I said, look, if you need any help on anything, especially any cattle cases, you know, please, you know, do let me know, because I can be of assistance. I'm a team player. I like working with teams. You know, I'm not a polymath. I don't, you know to the nth degree certain scientific disciplines. I can carry a conversation and understand. You know, when scientists talk, I'm pretty bright that way. Done quite a bit of research over the years. But when it comes to the cattle, there's not many people really that...
You probably got the most book on it out right now.
David Perkins does, right, as far as I'm concerned. But he doesn't have as much field experience as I do. But it doesn't matter. I've offered my help, you know, with no conditions to him. You know, we're friends on social media and stuff. And, you know, he has expressed to a mutual friend that he'd really like at some point to talk to me. And he said he's been a follower of my work for many years. So, you know, he knows who I am and he knows how to get in touch with me.
Farla Gary also asks, do you have any insight into what kind of investigative crew he has at the ranch and what kind of equipment he is using?
Well, again, I only saw that first episode. I haven't seen the second episode. I really am not up to speed totally on the gear and how the gear is arrayed, which is important. I do have my own kind of gut feelings based on a lot of years of being interested in the case, being one of the first people actually to be interested in the case. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how they handle stuff. To have, I think this guy Dragon, the two of them, I think went to high school or something together. They've known each other for decades. To have him walking around with an AR-15 or a shotgun, to me, is a little bit over the top. Yeah. And the whole sort of Prometheus, Kevin Burns shtick of having everybody meet in the room. And, you know, it's like a paranormal Oak Island, you know, and I'm having a little bit of a problem with the format, but you can't judge a show by the first episode. None of these guys have ever been on camera. They're not professional actors. The show is not scripted. There's no writer that's being listed in the credits. I think these guys, for a first show, for a national, international TV show, I think they did a great job. I think that they have the kind of credentials, allegedly. I haven't checked into it myself personally, but I would think that they have the kind of credentials that make it a well-rounded team. And you know, I wish those guys and Brandon and everything the best of luck. And like I said, anything I can do to help, let me know. I'm putting in a full-blown surveillance system right next door. So, awesome. You know, if something happens and, you know, it'd be great to have somebody go, yeah, we saw it too. Yeah, I'm not banging on his door. I've got another development project that I'm going to be involved in. So,
okay, let's go back to SRL, and he's got a couple of follow-up questions here. Are you lecturing? I guess with this COVID-19, that's going to put a bit of a damper on public lectures. And he also asks, who are you following as of late in terms of the esoteric? Anybody new out there in the field that we should be looking at?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I was supposed to do the city of Edinburgh has their conference that Noy Torres has been involved with the past few years. I was really looking forward to going down there. That would have been last weekend. And then I was supposed to be, I had another gig towards the end of the month, and all these things have been canceled, unfortunately. You know, again, like I kind of pointed out earlier, I think we're, you know, this is going to really push this thing over into the virtual world. Butts in the seats may not be as, you know, I think it's all going to change subtly, but we'll see.
To let people know, though, too, you do have ebooks. You've got a data disk.
Oh, yeah.
You've got DVDs. Again, just visit your website at ourstrangeplanet.com and you can pick up stuff there. So definitely, I know I've got more than one of your items here, and I've enjoyed them all. So, don't hesitate to do that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the plug. You know,
things are going to go back to normal. This is what you know what? I think it's going to be just like Fukushima. I think that once everybody, the major wave goes by and they develop a vaccine and most of the people in the world become immune.
You don't understand. This is just the beginning of COVID type virus outbreaks. This is just the beginning. I have a feeling that, and so do other scientists, or so do scientists. I'm not a scientist, but this is, you know, we're in a brave new world here. I mean, think about these bats that are being kept out in, you know, in sunshine or exposed to abnormal amounts of ultraviolet radiation. Normally they're protected inside of caves. They haven't built up a resistance to the mutations that can happen from, from direct ultraviolet radiation.
Maybe I'm being too optimistic. I just really do think that.
I do too. I hope so. I don't want to, you know, I don't think, you know, it's, well, let's put it this way. I'm helping fill the glass. It ain't half empty. It's not half full. We're filling the glass. So I've got to think that, this is just a speed bump and, we're going to go on and everything's going to be all hunky dory, but things are going to be different. Whether you want to admit it or not.
I can see them instituting like mandatory vaccinations for frontline workers. That I could see.
Yeah. Well, put it this way. They're predicting that 30 to 32 million Americans are going to be out of work. And, those are the same numbers that we saw in the Great Depression. However, our population is about 3 or 4 times that, so it's not as bad, relatively speaking, as it was back then. But I don't know if you've seen these, you know, miles and miles and miles of cars lined up to get food to feed their families. I mean, this is real. And, who knows, people in New York, they go, start getting hungry and they start heading out to the hills where I live. I'm just glad I'm on the highest hill with a good arsenal.
So after doing an 8-year stint as co-host of the Paracast, Chris took a couple of years off for rest cure. No. That's not quite what happened. We'll break it there with Chris and his Arsenal and Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We take it then that Chris O'Brien is a supporter of the Second Amendment, or is that the kind of arsenal you're talking about? Maybe psychic vibrations, perhaps?
No. I have an army of angels protecting me, so I don't think it'll ever come to that. But I'm not well-armed, but my friend Fritz is, and he's very well-armed. So obviously it's
Then it's a good thing he's your friend.
Well, I've known him for 45 years, so, yeah, he's one of my oldest friends. But, you know, I plan to be back out west as soon as I can. The best place to be for respiratory viruses is high and dry. The desert, and especially high altitude desert, is probably the safest place to be for that type of affliction. But I prefer to accentuate the positive, and I just hope that everything does come back to normal. You know, especially for James Fox's film. You know, he's supposed to come out in September. I hope movie theaters are opening and functioning by then. Gosh.
I am being optimistic here, my friend. I'm hoping that things will work out too as well. Do you think that with Africa, now this obviously a lot of this has happened when you weren't on the show, all the stuff happening with Tom DeLonge, we got the early parts of it in your final days here. Now looking at everything that's happened there, other than personal self-aggrandizement and everything like that of that nature, do you see anything happening specifically in the UFO field as a result of that? Well, I hear the laughter, so I don't think I need to ask anymore.
Well, they're analyzing samples supplied by, I think, Linda Moldenhauer from Art Bell. I love it. I hate to say this, but, you know, P.T. Barnum was right. There's sucker born every minute. I think there's people involved that are compromised, that are there for other, you know, having other agendas. And I think Tom DeLonge is not as up to speed and as knowledgeable, and he doesn't have the depth of, you know, research knowledge that he thinks he does. And I think that's why he has pretty much been told to shut the F up, you know, just don't say anything anymore. The Joe Rogan interview really was not a good thing for that whole scenario. I think their show, their TV show, Unidentified or whatever, you know, it's just more of the same drone shots of, you know, cars on the LA freeway. I don't know. I think that it's, you know, it's like a lot of things. You'll notice in ufology, if you check back, you know, through the years, through the decades, there's always some sort of red herring thing that's keeping people looking in one direction while other things are going on that are probably way more interesting. You know, left hand, you know, look at the left hand while the right hand does the trick. You know, the magician thing. I do think, though, that groups like the Scientific, was a Committee for Ufology, SCU, Robert Powell and that bunch, you know, they're coming out with these papers that don't really mean much, but at least they're trying. At least we're getting, you know, smart people together. Kevin Knuth, who's now a consultant and is involved in Kevin Day's UAPX program, he's you know, quite a talented physicist from, I think, SUNY Albany. Pretty close to me here. We're seeing more and more scientists now feeling at least comfortable enough to contact organizations and start to get involved, which even 4 or 5 years ago, we were not seeing that. And I think as a result of the Nimitz events and the, you know, David Traver coming forward and others, Kevin Day, I think we're seeing a real change in the, you know, in the mainstream and how they're at least accepting this as a real phenomenon. I mean, heck, on Drudge, I've been seeing UFO sightings on Drudge almost every day. Tucker Carlson on Fox is covering the subject fairly consistently. So I think we have really gone forward. And there is a reduction of the ridicule factor. It's still there, but I think we've turned a corner, And I'm glad Stan Friedman got to see that, you know, that we finally at least gotten a little bit of respect. Or I say we, it's you guys have gotten a little bit of respect.
us tinfoil hat wearing ufologists.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm really glad you mentioned the SCU. We've had Richard Hoffman on and Dr. Paul Kingsbury, of course. Uh-huh. And these people are bringing it to respectability within an academic setting. And yeah, what we're finding is that, and I'm not sure if you would agree or not, but that instead of taking it into the hard sciences, like the physics side of academia, that it belongs more in the humanities, because there is so big of a cultural element to it. And then when we do get the kind of scientific data that say that you're trying to reach for with the camera project, then you could bring it to people who are specialists in optics and data analysis. Exactly. And that sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. I think I've been saying this since I got involved in this whole morass in 1993. I've been saying at some point with the technology curve that's happening and the cost of technology coming down, at some point data will, I think, overwhelm the mystery. I really feel that. And some people say, well, what about the trickster? What about, you know, cameras never work, batteries drain, all that. Well, yeah, but I think.
Well, that is true, though. I mean,
I know.
Had it happened to you.
I've had it happen many times.
So, you know, I mean, it is kind of funny because we do talk about that. It seems like every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If you try to figure it out, and you try to capture it, it is elusive. It knows somehow what you're doing. And
exactly. The classic example is the camera at Skinwalker Ranch filming the other camera, and the other camera has all the wires pulled out of it, and it ceases to operate. And so they went and checked it out, and all the duct tape was taken off, and the actual wire was ripped out of the camera. And when they rewound the other camera that was viewing the camera that got messed up, they could not see how it happened.
How do we explain that?
If that's true, we don't know it's true. We're believing and trusting the, you know, Alexander and others that have come out publicly and talked about it.
Let's talk about this with more with the return of Chris O'Brien and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As President Trump prepares to announce a council to get the country back open again, his task force members are saying to wait a bit longer until it's safe. Dr. Deborah Birx wants the leveling off of cases and deaths to continue.
We have not reached the peak. And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that.
Next week, the president will announce the creation of a council of economic and medical experts who will plan on how and when to reopen the country.
If you reopen the country in May and there's a new outbreak or a spike in infections, are you open to the idea of shutting the country down again?
Depending on the outbreak, yeah.
You would be
open. And that's happened, as you know, in a couple of countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Before we go on with Chris O'Brien, Randall, any more questions from the question bank?
I think we've covered them all, Gene. They're looking pretty good there from what I can tell. Just let me have a quick look here to make sure we've got them all. Some of them we, of course, just covered in general conversation. So apart from mentioning that, Chris, you've got a GoFundMe page where people can go and chip in if they want to help support the acquisition project.
Yeah, it's GoFundMe. Let's see, what would it be? .com/SLV-UFODAP.
Oh, and one more. We touched on it briefly, but it's about the mad cow and chronic wasting disease. And I heard a news item not that long ago where we're seeing a real rise on that in the wild animal population, in deer and such. Yeah. So have you got any insight into that that you can share with us?
Well, as many longtime listeners know, I've always been impressed by David Perkins' nuclear environmental radiation theory, 100 above ground nuclear tests. Spread through the Rockies to the east, and then really dumped radiation from Alberta, Saskatchewan down to Texas. But most of it went Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, which is the areas that were hardest hit by the mutilators in the 70s. The reason why he identified that was because west of the Rockies, there are very, very few mutilation cases. Well, David and I have been wondering how long it's going to take, if this theory holds true, how long it's going to take for mutilations to start occurring west of the Rockies as a result of the radiation coming from Fukushima. And wouldn't you know it, this last fall we had 6 cases in Oregon. There's rumors of cases in Northern California that I haven't confirmed. And, cases west of the Rockies are extremely rare. So that's one little note to be aware of. Another thing to be aware of is that radiation in the environment, it's now been demonstrated that it's somehow there's copper in the blood in the animal is somehow involved. I'm not sure scientifically, but there seems to be a correlation with radiation and the susceptibility to prion disease. So that could be one explanation why we're seeing such an explosion of prion disease in deer and elk herds. Now, since the October 17th, 1997 blowdown event, that was 20, miles of trees on the Continental Divide were flattened in 5 minutes, and chronic wasting disease broke out in the deer herds there, and that outbreak has now spread across all the way from Vermont down to Virginia, I think, and then everywhere in between pretty much. I think it's spread to 18 states. That is just, David Perkins and I, as some of your listeners know, we're working on a follow-up book to Stock in the Herd, which analyzes all the data in Stock in the Herd. We've been working on it for almost 6 years, and we're starting to look into the science, levels of copper in the blood, residual radiation, and I'm also exploring the theory that may support the growth of high tension lines into the rural areas also may have a correlation with the outbreaks of mutilations back in the 70s. So, I don't want to there's just a couple of little things just to give you an idea. I don't want to go too much into it because we don't have much time. I've been working, doing a lot of research and doing a lot of recordings with David. So,
hey, speaking of recordings, as maybe fewer people know, other than those who are very familiar with you on the show, you are a keyboardist, a fine musician who is experienced in progressive rock, and you've got an album out there. Have you been doing any playing at all lately?
No, I've helped. I've gone in and done some production work here in upstate. Could you help me do this? Could you help me do that? A couple of younger bands interested in, how to create a workflow and stuff. And I've been doing some things, recording tracks and FTPing tracks for projects. And I'm about ready to gear up for a new Black Raven project. We're in the midst now of everybody kind of coming up with some tunes. We're going to do a conference call and get everybody's opinions on what we're coming up with. But the music stuff, I thought I was going to retire when I hit 30 if I hadn't made it. And then I said, okay, well, I'll give it to 35. And then I said, when I was 40, my new drummer was 19. Mm-hmm. So I figured, oh, that's it. And then the kids got me involved in Oompa Guru, and then I got involved in Concrete Sky. Oh my God! So I'm really not doing that much playing. I'm doing a few things here and there just to break the monotony.
Well, that's cool. There are so many people in ufology that have a musical flair or side to them. Erica Luke was on not long ago, and
man, she's a great vocalist.
You don't really realize these things until you look it up. You almost have to kind of Google them and then look for that particular side of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mac Maloney. I don't know if you checked out any of his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a while ago, and Micah Hanks. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, his brother. Oh, what a talent. And he had a band, the Laurel Runners, the Green Laurel Runners or something. It's some of the best bluegrass I've heard since Nickel Creek. I mean, really world-class bluegrass. I mean, really good.
And you know, these days, you know, like you were saying, there's musicians can network with files and they can get a digital audio workstation and they can just send them back and forth over the internet and piece together a whole piece. I mean, yeah, it takes that live glow out of it, but it's still something that people can do and work together on and make something kind of cool.
Yeah, well, you got to do the basic tracks together. The first Black Raven album or the second Black Raven album, even though we did a lot of the overdubs and stuff over the internet because they were in LA and I was, you know, in Arizona. The initial 4 or 5 days that we spent actually getting the, you know, the basic tracks down, were really important because I don't think you can really, it just takes all the humanity and the life out of it if everything is sampled. And I got one of the, you know, the finest, you know, heavy metal drummers in the world, you know, it's an incredible, percussionist as well. So,
I'm envious about that. I'm using Easy Drummer and programming it the best I can, but I miss a real drummer for sure.
It gives it a whole, more organic and more human feel.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what they're doing now? They've got these bands that are performing as holograms. Have you seen that?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a Michael Jackson tour, Whitney Houston, I think they had out there.
I'll tell you what, we don't need the original artists anymore. We can just use their avatars or augmented reality. We got more to come with Gene and Randall. And Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Consider Chris O'Brien how in the final two Star Wars movies, they were made after Carrie Fisher died, but she still plays a prominent role in both of them.
Right, and they've got this really cool program where they've taken Holocaust survivors, and with 20 different cameras, they've sat them down for a week and asked them every question they can think of about, you know, their lives and their experience in the camps, and then they've plugged it into an artificial intelligence program. I saw this on 60 Minutes this week, and so you can sit down and interview the hologram, and it will come up with a proper answer based on your question, because there's a huge database of answers that each one of these individuals has given. Several of the people have died, and you can still go and sit there in front of them as a hologram and interview them and come up with any question you can think of.
Wow. That is so awesome. This brings us back to all the way back to the beginning where we were talking about UFOs. You mentioned Kevin Day and the project that he's got going to do an expedition off the West Coast. And we had Gary Voorhees on the show. And he, of course, was one of the technicians on one of the ships. Now, we got talking to him about the possibility, and as other people as well, Kevin D. Randall, that what maybe happened with the Nimitz encounters is actually some kind of high-tech countermeasures that they were testing in secret and that could involve some kind of a holographic.
Well, how about this? How about to be the Air Force punk in the Navy?
Maybe. I mean, a lot of this stuff has come out of the Navy in the past, like more, like you know this too, right? Like, than even the Air Force. So, you know, if this was something like that, very easily could have been when you start looking at that kind of technology. I mean, think if what we can do now, what you were just describing out in the public, think if you gave the military like $1 billion in 20 years to develop it, what they could come up with. They can do it.
Yeah, well, they're probably 20 years ahead of what they've acknowledged right now. I was sitting working with James, with Jacques, and I turned to him and said, you know, Jacques, what do you think of this whole Nimitz thing and the tic-tac thing? And like a Native American elder. This is great. He looked at me, kind of shrugged his shoulders, rolled his eyes, and shook his head. Didn't say a word, you know. It was like, it was great. It was
but
perfect.
Said everything.
I just cracked up. And so, I don't know. He was like, nah. I can't think of a much better person to ask that question.
That is classic. Yeah, yeah. Just imagine it now. What do you think about the whole, okay, back to the issue of disclosure, Stephen Bassett-style disclosure. Is it going to happen?
No, it's not. It's all in the private sector, or most of it. We don't have accessibility like we do with governmental information and stuff with the FOIA. You know, they've been very smart about the way they've compartmentalized it, and certain key elements, I think, are in the private sector. I think the whole idea of disclosure is a pipe dream. I think, like I said earlier, disclosure is going to be James Fox's film if it actually is able to get viewed by people in 1,400 theaters, and then it's going to spread around the world. They're doing translations into all these different languages. You know, for the vast majority of people, they're going to be sitting there munching popcorn. All this stuff is going to be an absolute revelation. And I think when people look back in 20 years, they're going to remember, hey, this is when everybody got educated.
The message. Yeah.
Yeah, it is an incredible educational tool. And I'll bet you that schools in the future, when the subject of UFOs and aerial objects comes up, they're just going to put James's film on.
Well, I really hope so, because I mean, even one of his first attempts, you know, the Out of the Blue film, I thought was really excellent then.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be just sort of the culmination of all of those efforts come together and done.
Ed, it is, you know, Out of the Blue was a really good little indie film. This is big time. This is big time.
As we get to the end of the show now, trying to, you know, return to that idea of the whole glass half full thing, or pouring water in. Let's suppose that the aliens are waiting for some sign, earthly unity, where we can set down our arms and work together in a positive way on solving something. Hang on. I'm just saying, if you were out in space now, look at the world now. We're not, instead of fighting each other, we're fighting a common enemy that isn't us. The airplanes are grounded. The skies are getting bluer. The water is getting clearer. And if there ever was a time for them to realize we can do it, now's the time.
Yeah, I know. It sounds good in theory. But like Agent Smith told Morpheus in the original Matrix, you're a virus. Everything you touch, you know, dies. I don't think the aliens give a flying hoot about us. I think they're interested in the incredible biodiversity on this planet. And we are, you know, the most detrimental thing to that wonderful biodiversity. How many species are we losing every day? I think we're secondary in their interest. I think they're interested in other things. I think it's way too anthropomorphic to think that we're important enough for anything out there to come. I think the only reason why the aliens and the flying saucers showed up after we started popping off nuclear bombs was because we were putting them in peril, because they already live here. They're more terrestrial than we are. And they showed up en masse with large flotillas of craft as a show of force, just to let us know that they were a little bit nervous.
Chris O'Brien, before we have to go, as you know, the closing credits, can you tell our listeners, if they want to check out what you're doing, where do they go, and give us a brief summary once again of what you got planned in the near future?
Well, as soon as I can fly and get my tail out there to the San Luis Valley, I've got funding for Phase 2. I'm going to be out there for a month and putting up two cameras and a multi-sensor unit. I've got some cool stuff going on with this particular project that I kind of hinted around about that's in development. You know, I'm otherwise engaged in trying to get this book done. I'm also doing research on not one but two other books. So, you know, lots of things are happening. I'm, you know, keeping motivated. So OurStrangePlanet.com, if you want to read some of my articles, go to the SLV Places of Interest map. That's a good one. And then if you want to help out with our camera project, it's UFODAP.com. You know, there's a full store with 50 different items for setting up your own observational triangulated situation. And there's also a GoFundMe page that you can click on and help us defray some of the costs. And it's been great getting everybody updated. I kind of wanted to wait till I had something enough to say.
We have no problem with that. You had plenty to say, and we look forward to having you come on every so often to the PowerCast. Give us an update of how things are going. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Go ahead and look for the two PowerCast entries on Facebook if you're so inclined. And don't forget that we have now four sets of branded merchandise at the PowerCast.shop. Go to the PowerCast.shop. We have low prices and every size under creation, unless you are the proverbial 400-pound man in the basement who hacks Democratic National Committee servers. I was being political, excuse me, but we can't even accommodate that. You can also check out the PowerCast Plus at thepowercast.plus. We offer this show enhanced audio free of the network ads and the amazing After the PowerCast podcast, where you never, ever, ever know what's going to happen next. In fact, this weekend, Randall, who's going to be on?
Ben Hurl from the Victorian UFO Association from Australia. He'll be on After the PowerCast this week, and then I believe he's scheduled back for the main show. So to get a taste of Ben, tune into After the PowerCast, and then again next week for the main show.
Go to thepowercast.plus for more information, thepowercast.plus. Chris O'Brien, let's not make it 2 years next time before we have to come back. Take care, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.